So all through the last 10 months, however tightly our tapestry was still frayed, which wasn't much, it has become even more frayed. It's had a lot more loose edges and ends. There have been a lot more challenges and deadlines for challenges and a lot of air space, if you know what I mean. A lot of empty air. A lot of requirement for your faith and for mine to step out and go farther. And it has been a rewarding journey, but it's been a difficult and tiring journey too. Amen? Reminded constantly as a leader what it's like to continue to insist and pull upon people to continue to change. It seems like in 2020, when COVID was announced and the bishops locked down the churches and told everybody to close and lock the doors, and from that Sunday to this, has been nothing but one series of rolling, momentous change. And I'm not sure I know when in history, other than like World War, where groups of people were compelled and encouraged and coached and ordered to continue changing. Even an army on retreat has to stop and rest, right? And you have to keep your supply lines and your horses and everything coming and moving. It's been difficult. And I'm not sensitive to the constant sense of change. So what does it say on homecoming? When people deliberately want to retreat back to home base, take a deep breath, and eat apple pie, and Joy's banana pudding. I'm sorry, Bailey's banana pudding. Joy's banana pudding. And, you know, reminisce about the old days. For us, the old days are about 45 days old. But we close the book on those times and again embrace more change. And you as a people have continued to exercise the grace God is growing in you through, difficult times. We've had loss. We've suffered greatly. We've grieved for a long time. And we've also had celebration. So much joy at our opening Sunday as Walnut Grove Methodist Church that we decided we're going to do that every fifth Sunday. It was so fun. And we're going to make sure there's tambourines on every pew, so you may not want to come on those Sundays if you didn't like that. Walnut Grove is a special family. It has all kinds of people. Our worship against all odds. One thing they teach you in worship school, weighted worship doesn't work. You have to go one or the other or have both in separate locations. Walnut Grove blends its music and its worship for every style present in the room. It's done graciously and it's done without hubris and without demands as people share their love for their particular style, musical style and worship style. And also a variety of teaching styles and ways people choose to learn. All this is because we're part of God's family, Christ's body, the church. So what we're doing now, on the upward path, we're building together. And that's the title of today's message, Building Together. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit. God, what a ride. And you know exactly what we're experiencing. Thank you for this lovely and loving group of people. Thank you that we experience koinonia together. Come, Holy Spirit, find every open window, every door, and every heart to fill with your presence as we embark on this next half of the service. In Jesus' name. Amen. I promised Joy I wouldn't stand up here and talk a lot. I've been watching something, though. You know, I drove to Gatlinburg twice in 1 week and back just to see if it could be done. It could be done. But what I saw was a marvel that struck me, and I couldn't get enough of it. It was like I found a pearl of great price. I felt like I ought to preach about it, but today's not a real long preaching day, so we put it in 9 pictures in a few short words, and we're done. So, this first picture, anybody know what that is?
Green Ridge Parkway.
That's the Blue Ridge Parkway Bridge over I-26. There's nothing wrong with it. It was built in 1968. It could go another 50 years. It's solid as a rock. It goes in a straight line across the curve. The road curves up to it, and then the bridge goes straight across, and then the curve finishes on the other side. Nothing wrong with it at all, except the change of something happening beneath it. 4 lanes are going to 8. Okay? Something's got to give. Bridge is in the way. Give us a nice slide. So, that's the beginning of the replacement bridge. That is a pier, and that is the part beginning of the new bridge. Oddly, out in the middle of the air, the abutment where it's going to touch the ground isn't there yet. This is a bridge, it's called a balanced cantilever bridge. It balances itself. You see all those segments? Can you make them out? Each one of those segments in that portion there are 70 tons. They are hoisted by that blue thing on top into place, and then they slide a bolt through it, and they crank those bolts down. It's a bunch of bolts against mating surfaces. It has male and female mating surfaces so that they interlock. But they salve that thing down with epoxy. Believe it or not, the whole thing depends on the epoxy. And there are men inside that bridge. They're in there, tightening the ligaments, they call them. Torsion, keeping tension. All right, go to the next one. This is a segment. So you see the pieces I'm talking about, the mating surfaces, and you see the places for the bolts, and here's some bolts in the bottom. And it's a complete piece of a bridge. All right? 76 pieces. All right, let's get the next one. Here's a segment. Now, that is the abutment segment. It's up there. See it under the blue thing up there? Ready to go into place. That thing will roll to the edge and drop the abutment down where it touches the ground, and they'll nail it all together. All right? But every time they build in one direction, they have to go back and sturdy up and shore up and counterbalance the other way. You get it? All right. Here's Joy took this picture. I said, now, snap it down. I don't know how to get, it went to sleep, and then I don't even know if it took. In this picture, the abutment is in place. You can't see it, but it's touching the ground. And now look, there are only going to be 2 piers on this bridge. 8 lanes apart. That's one pier. And they literally are building half the bridge out into space. Tightening and keeping the tension as they go. And the men in there crawling and tightening those bolts. And the counterbalance, the blue thing is also a counterbalance. They have to order weights to put on the blue thing, and they'll roll that thing, keep the bridge like this. And you drive under that thing. Joy said, speed up! Right, get the next one. Alright, so you see the counterbalancing. There's more concrete out there on the other end, the traffic end, and there's the blue thing on this side, counterbalancing as they get ready to do the abutment. Alright, next. It's not only a bridge on a curve. It's a curved bridge. It's got a 6-degree slope in it, a turning slope. It's going to be a part of the curve instead of a straight line. This sucker is better than the bridge you've been riding on. This is not your grandma's bridge. There ain't nothing wrong with the old bridge.
It's just old.
It's just old. Changes have to be made. What does a bridge do? What does this bridge do? Connects together so that traffic can continue above something, in this case, another road. Right? So, sometimes in order to keep the traffic going, like it always has, on the same road, both stop that. Sometimes in order to keep the same traffic going to the same places, same destination, same times, changing nothing about that whatsoever, you have to make changes, significant changes, in the bridge. You have to change, as Kevin says, in order to stay the same. What is the bridge's job? To allow traffic to pass above.
Okay. All right, next scroll thing, whatever. All right, here you speak. I put that piece down, and it's anchored the other end, and now giant bolts are through it, and now this thing literally is beginning to be cantilevered across the interstate while traffic goes on. This is being built. This is live. They're not shutting off the traffic. No. They're building this bridge while all the day's business continues to go. There are men crawling around in that thing, tightening, adjusting, screwing things up and down. All right, one more time. Oh, that was it. Ran out of sermon. So what was I going to say? What's the purpose of the bridge? To allow traffic to continue to cross above. Okay. Nothing changed about the bridge's purpose or mission, but change had to occur in order to continue to serve its purpose. Nothing has changed about the purpose, the goals, and the objectives of Walnut Grove Methodist Church. We are the same church and the same congregation. But sometimes, much to your chagrin, you have to continue changing. At a time when it would be good to stop and catch our breath, find out where everybody disappeared to during COVID, we didn't have an option. We failed. Change was necessary and needed. And so it has occurred. And we'll continue to embrace change. You'll continue to hear words about change. And God's grace is going to continue to do that. But it's important that we build together. Jake, I'm going to assume you have something really good to say. Go ahead, sir. You've got to speak loud. Stand up and say it. What did he say?
The meaning of the bridge is to bring families and
churches and friends
together.
Awesome, man. See that? He got it. I had like 20 minutes of words here. 5 minutes.
Preacher and training.
That's right. Oh, he'll be preaching soon.
That light. And with that word spells pit.
What we need to do, though, is remember that we build together. And you may get tired, you may become frustrated, or even wounded to a point that you feel you can't continue. It's important to remember to allow God's Spirit to produce the change in you that requires you to continue to grow. Because Christ's body is not going to arrive with half a body. And we build together. Whether you were here from the beginning, like, I can just imagine Emily sitting, if I called on her, she could tell me some of her earliest memories, and they'd be nothing, we wouldn't remember any of that. Or you may be the newest person yet, which those would be the people who join today. We embrace together the work before us. Not to change the mission of the church, but to continue steadfast, dedicated, hard work to change
in order to remain the same. For the word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same. Okay? So that's what we're doing here today. And just like on that, Becky, can you back up a little bit? Go back. Oh, right there. The next piece is sitting there ready to go on. You see it? I say, that's too far. That's too far. They put that on there, the whole thing's probably just going to flip over. And you might say the same thing. You might feel like speaking up, saying, that's too far. One more is too much. One more thing, I've come this far, I'm not going that far. That one piece is going to sink the whole thing. But no, because the people who are doing the work understand how to keep the tension and the balance and keep that bridge moving. And it's going to hang out there over that track for another year while they start on the other side and build this way. Building a curve in the air to meet another curve in the air. A lot of engineering. Now, you think you just had some instructions from IKEA, you could build that bridge with 76 pieces and some drawings, right? No. You know why? Because engineering alone will not build that bridge. Some very skilled builder has to stand out there with transoms and lasers and GPS FEMA bills. I don't know what I'm talking about, technically. And they have to see inside themselves the angle, the tensions, the pressure, even the windage, and know that when they get out across the top of that interstate, those two lips will meet and kiss. So it's not just an engineering job. It's a dream of spirit. It's a victory of someone who can see a vision. Can you see a vision for this congregation today? If you ask me to spell it out, I'm not sure I can. I can't tell you exactly where we're going out over there, but I know it ends up connecting and completing where it's supposed to complete. And I continue to ask, continue to encourage, continue to thank you for pressing on. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.